Live from Los Angeles, it's the Life Changes Show.
Look at the bright lights. Look at the bright
lights. With tonight's guest, Beverly Hills Shaman, Joya Delaney.
Look at the night sky. Look at the night sky.
And musical guest, Athena Andriadis. I am Mark Legere, and now your host, the MC, the Master of Change, Filippo Voltaggio.
I am excited. This feels like a new beginning. I have to tell you why. First of all, I'm glad that we have finally our guest on our show with us. It's a joy to have her, which is actually the meaning of her name in Italian, Joya. And our musical guest, which you will hear her voice in a little bit, Athena. This is, what a goddess name. It's goddess energy today. And something we obviously need more of. We're coming on the heels of some really exciting things. So I have to tell you that, so this is another reason I'm excited. So I have had the pleasure of being interviewed on other people's shows a lot lately because of the Little Dog That Could book that I wrote. And so people are asking me questions, and it's happened before, but lately it's like a lot of interviews. And it's great to learn where people are and the kind of questions they're asking and where they come from their mentality or their studies or their field of work or what have you. And so they see my book in this way or that way, in ways that I've never seen it before. So they're asking questions that to me are like from left field, but for them, this is how they interpreted the book or how they see it, et cetera. So one woman that was interviewing me said to me, she says, well, you know, her husband used to be, one of her past husbands or something, or current husband, I don't know, used to be Chinese or West, I don't know how you used to be Chinese. Okay, so her husband... former husband was Chinese, and he, because of him, they celebrated Chinese New Year. And she said, every year, she said, if I didn't get everything done that I wanted to before the New Year, the American New Year, the New Year that most of us are familiar with, she said, by the time Chinese New Year would come, I would feel like I'd get a second chance. And for some reason, that stuck with me. And so Chinese New Year, today's the 23rd. We're taping on Monday live. And in 5 days will be the 2017 Chinese, well, actually not 2017, but whatever year it is in Chinese. It's going to be the Chinese New Year on the 28th of January. And I feel like we're getting a second chance. So I can't think of a more perfect guest to have on the show that can talk about how we use this second chance, which actually has meaning because with the Chinese New Year comes a different Chinese animal and energy and all that in their numerology and all of that. So we're going to get to talk to our guest, Joya Delaney, about that. And then Athena Andriadis. I love that. It even sounds like goddess. Andriadis goddess. Will be live here on the show with, she'll be singing in the new year as we approach new energy and our new lives when we come back here on the Life Changes Show after this.
You are listening to the Life Changes Show live from Studio NoHo on the BBS Radio Network. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as Marianne Williamson, Gary Anthony Williams, Sharon Stone, and Alex Gray on our archive page at lifechangesshow.com. Or you can visit us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We're back. I'm Filippo. I'm sitting here with Mark. And Mark, you would think I'm already drinking in the
new
year.
I'm going to ask again. Are you all right?
There's a lot of energy in the room today.
Is it like, you know, back when you were Italian?
I am right. Back when I was Italian, back when her husband was Chinese, right? Yes. It's exciting, though.
It is exciting. It's a great show, great musical guest. And just from the pre-conversation we've been able to have with Joya, I'm really excited about the wisdom and gifts that she has to share with us.
Well, let's ring in the new year again. And so our guest has been called a psychic shrink, a midwife, and an emergency worker in that she literally helps people say goodbye to a painful past and hello to a future of joy, prosperity, and peace. And for those who have felt like they still haven't said enough goodbyes to 2016, here is your chance. Here is our guest, the Beverly Hills shaman, Joya Delaney. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
What's with all this energy going on right now?
Well, that's me. You know, I had a workshop last night, and when I have workshops, I'm channeling a lot of light beings and angels, and they're with me. They're with us right now.
Okay, well, good. So, you and I were talking about the Chinese New Year. Why is that significant to some of us?
I really enjoy the Chinese astrology, actually, even though I do like Western astrology as well. I do read the name and the birthday when a person comes to me, and there's so much information in their name and their birthday. The letters and the numbers mean something, and they draw stories to you. The Chinese way is just a little more colorful, a little bit more descriptive, and I have found that it really does work when you pay attention to the signs. So we're leaving the fire monkey behind. All right, think about the monkey.
Okay.
Even that gorilla last year was a focal point. Okay, what do monkeys do? They're mischievous. And they sometimes throw monkey wrenches into things.
Mm-hmm.
And they also have a lot of funny money business, like taking the money out of your wallet and then running away with it. You know, they're mischievous. They're very intelligent, and they're very good salespeople. And they do jump through the trees, so they're very flexible and very agile. And they eat a lot of fruit and veggies. So this is what we should have done in the monkey year, is jump and make a quantum leap towards our goals. And at the same time, be careful of shysters.
Mm.
And also look at all the monkey wrenches that happen. Look how many people left the planet. Mm. Including some of our, you know, favorite musicians.
Mm.
So it was a bit much, you know, in a lot of ways. You couldn't even hardly look at the news. You know, it was just so many surprises and shocks and things like that. So we should be looking forward to the fire rooster, which will be a little less intense, but it's very intense when you have fire in front of the monkey or the rooster.
Mm-hmm.
It makes it 100% more intense.
Last year was intense, period.
Period. For everybody.
Yeah. And yes. And you talk about last year before we get into this year. You talk about last year, I heard you say something about that there's a lot of clearing of stuff.
Yes. This has happened since 2012. It's been happening all our lives. But since 2012, we went into a new cycle now. It's the age of the golden age, Aquarius, the age of the goddess. So even men have to go into their heart now and out of their crotch. They have to go out of their negative ego.
Wait, what? Did she say what? Did you say?
From the second chakra into the heart chakra. Put it like that.
Okay. But earlier was the crotch.
Oh, okay. Yes. Because that's how you think and choose things, and you know it's kind of a shallow way of choosing and picking and thinking.
Mm-hmm.
So now you have to go to your hearts, and that's not easy. So I tell people, be very patient with men in particular, because they don't always cry. They don't always go jump in a salt bath or do an affirmation. You know, they usually go in their man cave and kind of, you know, disappear for a while and hide. And then they'll come out. But they don't always talk to each other about their problems. And they go to the gym. Sometimes they get drunk or high or whatever. So I just tell everybody, be patient, because they are going from one energy to another. And then the negative ego, I got it like that, and I'm all that. You know, that has to move out now, and then the good ego, and then the spirit, and the intuition, the gut feelings. So that's where all you men are going, but the women can be destructive too, and, you know, outman men. So they have to be feminine, but still empowered. Yeah, and it's very difficult for all of us, and especially if you're a second chakra person. You know, you're looking at things in a shallow way. Like they want to buy Chanel and they want to go have a drink and they just want a rich guy to take care of them. And it's just, it's not time for that. It's not time for tenders and swiping and, you know, like people who are in those relationships. That's not about divine love. And this is where we're all going, to tantric relationships, which is more foreplay and more looking in each other's eyes. And, you know, like really loving yourself first is the first part. You have to love you. That's not the easiest thing. We think we do when we look in the mirror. I'm cute, but we don't really love ourselves that much. So where we're going is that we must love ourselves and be our own soulmates, and then your mate will find you. And if it isn't right, what you've been in, let it go. That's what the angels tell me. Just let it go. Before, they were saying, stay there and change yourself. And when you change, everything will change towards you. So this is why it's been so difficult, because we're all shifting into a higher consciousness, whether we want it or not. Number two, we all have a shadow side. Everything has a shadow, everything, including a tree or an insect or any number of things that you would think, you know, like medicine. You know, a bark of a tree will cure you, but then the medicine could really harm you too.
Okay, so you don't mean like the sun is shining and it's casting a shadow of the tree. You mean like a dark side. A dark side. I never thought of a tree having a dark side.
Yes, because some trees are dangerous.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay.
You know, there's a good and a bad everything.
It can fall on people's houses, especially with the weather we've been having.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. But its basic function is to absorb negativity. So a tree is pretty a good example of something good. A bark of a tree can cure a disease even.
Yeah. You know, actually, back me up on this if it's true, if you think it's true, but like a tree could fall on in any direction. But if a lot of negativity has been coming from that house, chances are...
There you go.
Right?
Yes. It's also a karmic story. We all have karma. This is a karma school. We're all here learning. Everything is our teacher and everything is our mirror, everything and everyone. And we all chose everything when we came here. The way we look, our name, our birthday, our race, our sex, our parents, our journey that we've been through, our family members, everything we chose before we were born.
People we meet along the way.
Everything is our choice. So what's happening now is that karma school is closing down, especially the shadow side of it, and it's turning in on itself now. And that's why it's hard to look at the news. And more divine light is coming in than ever before, more divine truth, more divine love, grace, abundance, and especially the light. The light beings are working on it all the time. They're putting violet flames and codes into the earth, and it's very difficult for us, and that's why we're so exhausted. We're not used to it. It's 26,000 years we haven't had any light like that. Also, 26,000 years we've never turned from dark to light. It's the only planet in the whole universe going through this shift.
Well, some of us haven't been around 26,000 years.
Well, you have.
I'll just shut up right now. Okay, let's talk about roosters.
Yes. So we're shifting from monkey to rooster, which is expansion, which is really good. And it is expansion of all the seeds you planted last year. And it's also expansion of light. So people who don't embrace and like the light, it's not so comfortable. Yeah. So light workers in particular, people who have been doing, you know, a lot of spiritual work on themselves, this is a very good time for them in particular because they can come out of the shadows and shine their light now. They don't have to be as afraid. They're going to get into politics more. They're going to find themselves leaders. And so this is an expansion year as far as the rooster is concerned. You can kind of stick your chest out and walk around and, you know, get up early and not be as exhausted. You might even feel that. Since January 1st came in, you know, we feel a little bit more optimistic. But we're not in the rooster year yet, and we're still finishing January, which usually it's a little difficult, you know. But the new year will be very good, and it is a time now of a number one year as well. So we just finished a number 9, which is all about completion. And then we're going to new beginnings. So it's exciting. You know, it's an ambitious time. It's not to be putting things on the back burner anymore. So we've got the rooster to kind of help us to expand. And then the number 1 means being a leader. It means being ambitious. It means collaborating with new people, doing new things. Even if you have a foundation, bring something new in and start again. Perhaps maybe it didn't work back then. Now it can work. Your old ideas can make new money.
Oh, and I'm glad you said that, because money seems to be something that comes up for people a lot, or rather, doesn't come up for people. And yes. So let's, when we come back, want to talk about how we can, because we're looking at money and finances, a lot of us differently maybe than we could be, especially in going forward. So when we come back, we're going to be talking more with Joya Delaney about money and finances, and whether it's 2017 or 2018 or 2019, as long as this is the medium that we're using to exchange energy, that way we might want to know how else to look at it rather than the way we have been. And a little later on, Athena Andriotis will be live here in the studio with us to sing in the new year when we come back here on the Life Changes Show right after this.
Listen to these words. He would not be beat by forces too fierce for man, woman, or beast, As the going got tougher, his courage increased. It's a little story with a big message, a message that speaks to children of all ages. It's about believing in yourself, overcoming obstacles, and never giving up. It's been called a masterpiece, one of the finest children's books ever written, and a true children's classic. Shadow Stevens has been called Dr. Seuss for the 21st century. His big little book, The Big Galoot, is a story about bullying. Bullying has become an American epidemic, and The Big Galoot talks about it in a way that will touch the heart of a child of four and a grandfather of 104. It's the story of a little boy with size 42 hands, the biggest hands anyone has ever seen, and the kids laugh at him. Then the laughter turns mean. They mock him and trip him, and much worse. But throughout it all, Warren Galoot says, "I'm a galoot, but I have good luck. You can't get me down. I never give up." A second grader named Chandler said, "I thought it was the best funny book I have seen in my life." And we agree. Whoopi Goldberg said, "This is a great story. Bravo, Shadow." The Big Galoot is available now as an ebook exclusively on Kindle Fire on Amazon for only $3.98. We strongly urge you to get it for your children, your children's children, or as a gift to yourself. Its message speaks to all of us. Have good luck and never give up. Go to Amazon.com and search for The Big Galoot by Shadow Stevens.
You are listening to The Life Changes Show, live from Studio NoHo on the BBS Radio Network. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as The Green Children, Dan Millman, Hot Rod Fuller, and Mike Marino, on our archive page at lifechangesnetwork.com. You can also follow us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We're back. I'm Filippo, sitting here with Mark and our guest, Joya Delaney. JoyaDelaney.net. Let me spell the name for you. JoyaDelaney.net. I know you're going to want to go and learn more about her. She's out here in California. As a matter of fact, that's part of why she's known as the Beverly Hills Shaman. The other reason is because she works with a lot of people, not only in Beverly Hills, but celebrities and that kind of thing, which is all good and fine. But it seems like a lot of people have financial questions. It seems like it's one of the things that comes up a lot. So you assist with financial blocks, interestingly enough, and negative beliefs surrounding money. What do we mean about that?
Well, again, remember the shadow that I was talking about. So we have shadows, and that means that we, in the past, perhaps weren't the nicest person in a past life, or our ancestors weren't so nice with money and the way they treated people. So as a result of it, the effects would be a limitation until you do some service and learn some lessons. And so sometimes you have a negative boss or a mean celebrity or, you know, people that you have to do service that aren't nice to you, or they stole from you, or they lied or stabbed you in the back. Those are all karmic lessons and reflections. It doesn't mean you hurt them, but maybe the family that you came from hurt their family. And so we've had a lot of karmic stories and unfinished business in this lifetime. There's nobody that doesn't have unfinished business. There's nobody who isn't here with karma. Karma meaning good and bad that you created in your past. We've been on other dimensions, Lemuria, Atlantis. We did a lot of stuff. We blew up planets acting crazy. You know, we cloned things, and we did a lot of different jealous things towards each other, putting hits on each other and all kinds of things. So in this lifetime, we have to save the planet. Those who were there know who you are. You know, you're light workers, but, you know, you're a little bit under stress when it comes to finances. Now, some of us have been in monasteries in other lifetimes, so we made a vow of poverty. So when I track back, which that's what a shaman does, we track back to your past and we see what's blocked and moved it. And I've been doing that for a long time, but in the past, everybody had kings and queens, everybody had shamans. And Christianity knocked it out. And now we need it again. And the reason we need it is because we're soul surgeons. You know, so our soul we ignore. And our soul has a lot of stuff in it that's not correct. A lot of misinformation from our ancestors and our past lives. Say, for instance, you were with Buddha or Jesus. So he was saying don't charge in the marketplace back then. And then when they saw him be crucified, they're afraid if they charge, they're disobeying him. And now he's and his mother are going, charge, please charge. You know, like, but back then, you know, we believed that, or we're afraid we're going to get hurt, or you know, rich people, you know, they are the Rockefellers or whoever, and we're afraid maybe we'll be negative or something will happen to us if we have a lot of money. So there's subconscious fears that are there. But I just really tell people it's just a piece of paper. And so, again, your worthiness of that piece of paper in large amounts coming to you is more important than anything. And to know that money is a woman. She has ears. She hears what you're saying. So if you have money crumpled up in your wallet and your wallet is all junked up, that's not good. Rich people don't have junky wallets. So you've got to learn how to organize your finances and treat money right. And when you are jealous because she went out on a date with someone else, you know, and they have all these pieces of paper and you don't, she's not coming on a date with you. You know, so you've got to be loving to her. You can't be mad because you can't pay a bill with her. You have to love her and treat her right and stop fussing and bitching and moaning because someone else has more than you. And so your relationship with her is very important. And
that's
your
hard,
wallet.
Though.
It's about positive thinking. That's why Abraham's out there, The Secret, all these things, and we're just negative in our thinking. So every time you start to get upset, stop and visualize what you want and say, it's coming. It's coming tomorrow. Large amounts will come to me. And you'd be surprised at the results when you start really thinking and visualizing and feeling the emotions. That's also important, as though it's coming tomorrow. But on my website, I
or
do have prayers.
Or it's here now?
Yes. Yes. And on my website, I have prayers, and they don't cost a cent. And you go on there, and there's prayers that are deep enough, because I went to mystery schools to get these prayers. And they are mantras on there. There are all kinds of prayers for protection, Archangel Michael prayers. You know, they're very, very powerful. So the first thing is we need to stay prayed up, and we need to ask a higher force source, you know, to assist us and protect us as we're going through this difficult time, and especially when your karma's heavy. And the way you can tell that it's heavy is that people are doing too many things to you. You know, you're in a position of so much service all the time, you know, you're living in I can't afford it way of thinking, and, you know, it comes and goes so fast. Those are not normal things. You know, they're just old beliefs that came from our childhoods, from our ancestors, from our past lives, and our soul is just crammed with these wrong beliefs.
Which technically is normal because so many people live there. I mean, that's like, we've made that the new normal.
Well, this is karma school and we're all here learning, but it's time for it to shift now.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to shift, and it's forcing us to shift. So the main thing is to think positive, work on yourself, stay prayed up, and ask money to come. Say, for instance, one mantra would be Om Breezy Namaha. That simple. Om Breezy Namaha. You just say it 10 times, 20 times, 30 times when you're walking around, or sit down and do it, you know, with reverence. Om is always connecting to the hotline to heaven, and Namaha is reverence and thank you. Om Breezy Namaha.
What's the breezy part?
Breezy is making money more easy.
That's a breezy.
So some of these mantras and prayers come from all over the planet. You know, I'm a universal minister. I don't just go one way. I take a little bit from every religion, including Kabbalah and Allah and whatever, whatever works.
So you said on your website, it's if people went to joyadelaney.net, then at the bottom there's the lightcollective.net, right?
Yes,
which they click on that.
There.
And there are a ton of things there.
Yes.
Wow. Okay. I like it. I like it. Okay. So that's pretty clear. If we're living in a state of money keeps flying out of our hands and not enough is coming in, and you were saying how we always feel like we're in service, but we're not making enough, and things like that, then there's obviously an imbalance, and this is when we need to think of how we are treating money, like you said, and also how we might have either treated money in our lineage or heritage or potentially past life and all that stuff. So for the past life, can we clear that on our own, according to you, or is that when we need shamans?
Yes, but I would say it's better if you have a ceremony or two or five. A lot of people have come to me for a long time. I give workshops, $35. So I scrape and go deep into the soul and clear out all the garbage. You know, we have, I guess what you could call a spiritual disturbance in the planet right now. That's 99% of the world's problems, spiritual disturbance. Too much greed, You know, things are off balance, but it has to come up to the surface for us to get rid of it. So I would say it's better to go deep if you can and do a few sessions, but those prayers will definitely help. And also the positive thinking. I have affirmations on there. You've got to start thinking good things about money. Now, a good example would be, and I'm not slandering him, but I would just give him as an example. Bernie Madoff. Okay, he made off with people's money. He got 150 years. He doesn't have any remorse. So 5 more years are tacked on. In his future life, he's going to have to pay for that. He's still got 150 years he's going to have to pay for. That's the way it works. In the spirit world or on Earth or another planet, he still has 150 years he has to pay.
Yeah, I heard you say something in an interview about people that are jumping off the planet, as you said, at this time, and how they think that there's resting in peace ever after, but there's no such thing.
No such thing. And I see so many people regret it the next day that have done it. Why? Because they think they can go to sleep. Okay, you're still you, and you're still going to be you for eternity. Your soul has you and your story and your library in it. So when you go out, it's okay if you would want to do that and leave your body and leave the earth, but you made a contract and you have to stay basically and go through your lessons until you can get a really good grade in earth school. Now, say, for instance, look at all the depression on earth now. Look at all the chronic depression. That didn't come from nowhere. Yeah. So you're born again with it, and your kids will be born again and your descendants. So that's why it's important to clear yourself. And how many people don't want to? They don't want to admit that they're mentally ill or depressed or suicidal. They just keep it to themselves and then jump or. And then they jump in dirty water and stuff. Like, why don't you take a little pill and go to sleep? My goodness.
Well, let's not give advice on what they can take. But
I'm just like, hello.
I think, okay. So
it's a form of mental illness and spiritual disturbance. That would be my point. But when you go into the spirit world, it's really when you go and you have a really good grade at the end of your life, it is wonderful over there. You know, I have chats with John Lennon and all of them. It is blissful, but it is at the point of Earth, you have all these lessons you signed up to go through and all this cleanup that you came to do for your family and for the Earth and do it.
Well, you know, and I'm glad you said for your family and for the Earth. I don't have children myself. However, my brothers and sisters do and people that I love do. And I remember saying as a young adult, knowing that I wouldn't have children, I said, the buck stops here. And I didn't know exactly what I was saying back then, but I was telling my parents who come from a certain heritage and beliefs and all this stuff. And I'm like, no, the buck stops here. We can't push this on to the next generation. It has to be cleared here and now. Don't know where that came from, but that was
it's absolutely the
their
truth.
Thought.
And your work will help them because you're all connected by the umbilical cord. So dirty water draining out, then clean water will come. It's like a spiritual colonic. That's what I call it.
And it works both ways, right? Not only for the future generations, but for the past.
Yes. Our ancestors are still there, whether you like them or not. And they can be controlling and they can be harmful. So that's why soul clearing is good, because it's clearing back and forth and it's clearing you. We just don't know what the soul is and we don't work on it much. We work on medical things and cut them out and press them down and, you know, Botox and outside beauty and stuff. But inside, the soul is just screaming for help and it wants to be cleared. That's why you're here. And we forgot a long time ago because of, you know, people trying to control us. We forgot. It's time to remember. Work on your soul. Your lessons are on your left hand and your changes are on your right hand. It's so mystical. There is a divine creator and it's our teacher. It's our parent, but Mother Earth is also our parent, too. We have uncles and aunts in the spirit world and all kinds of guides and guardian angels. We don't pay any attention to them. And they're saying, no, don't step off the curb. A car is coming and you don't listen. So, you know, they're there teaching and helping all the time. We have to get in touch with it. And when you do, you get some real good help and protection.
Nice.
Yes.
Oh, right. And it's free.
Yes. Yes. Okay. They don't charge a dollar. No, they don't. But they do want
But it's expensive if you don't listen, right?
Yes. Well, they will leave and a lesser teacher will come. That's the way it works. They'll go find a better student.
Okay. Gotcha. All right. So when we come back, actually, we're talking about future generations. I think it'd be great if we talk about issues that young people need help with, as we have a lot of young people that are listening and looking forward to helping them as well. And when we come back, speaking of young people, we've got Athena Andriadis, who will be joining us here in the studio with her beautiful music all the way from Greece. And now this is exciting because she will be debuting her album, which comes out February 3rd, just after Chinese New Year, here in America for the first debut album in the U.S. So all that on the Life Changes Show when we come back right after this.
The Little Dog That Could is the fantastically true story of a man and a little dog that came into his life as his mentor to help him understand the world beyond his human senses and to experience life, love, and healing beyond his human understanding. Best-selling author Filippo Voltaggio, who currently hosts the highly regarded Life Changes show, is an internationally known singer, speaker, and life coach. Filippo offers up his own story, how one little surprise package in fur and four legs transformed his life unexpectedly forever and furthered his path of self-discovery. In The Little Dog That Could, Filippo brings to life the meaning of the adage, when the student is ready, the teacher appears. Through the reading of this book, you will experience the journey of real miracles that transcend time, space, and logic while gaining practical tools that will help you navigate your way. The Little Dog That Could is available through Amazon and Barnes & Noble. For more information, visit thelittledogthatcould.com. That's thelittledogthatcould.com.
You are listening to The Life Changes Show, live from Studio NoHo on the BBS Radio Network. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as Mariel Hemingway, Shadow Stevens, Gary Zukav, and Kyle Cease, on our website at lifechangesshow.com. You can also follow us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and at Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We are back. I am Filippo, sitting here with Mark, and our guest is Gioia Delaney. GioiaDelaney.net is where you can find her her website. And then all of the free stuff that she mentioned is at thecollective.net, but it's also on her website if you just go to GioiaDelaney.net, GioiaDelaney. Or if you want to stay up to date on a lot of the numerology things that she mentioned and astrology and all that, she does that on Facebook right at Shaman Gioia on Facebook, right?
Yes.
Shaman Gioia, and Gioia is Joya. You know, young people are needing so much help these days. What are some of the specific things that you are finding they need, and how do we help them?
Well, they're addicted to their phones and computers, very addicted. And then when they're off of them, they're bored to death. And so the parents have to regulate that behavior. Mm. And they have put them on it because the parents are so busy. So they just keep putting them in front of two and three TVs. I've seen it, you know, like to a point where it's like, oh, my goodness. And then when the kid comes to me, they're just blank. And the teachers are complaining. And then they start putting them on lithium and all kinds of things. So it's really an epidemic as far as technology and these kids being like a robot. And also there's a lot of violence on the games.
Now you're talking little kids.
Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And the little girls, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's very important to regulate and see what they're doing. And, you know, there's an epidemic also of a lot of kids talking and chatting with pedophiles. Mm. It's an epidemic here in L.A.
Mm.
Yeah. And the sheriffs have been reaching out to the celebrities to stop all those, you know, nude pictures and all these selfies because little kids are imitating it.
Wow.
Yeah. And then the pedophiles come and tune into them. So it's very important for the parent to regulate that behavior. And I do have a lot of happy children that have worked with me. I start out with the pregnant women. And also I work on the parents before they conceive. And I can, if I show you some pictures, you wouldn't believe how happy those kids are. Mm. Because, again, without the dirty water there, because you don't know what you're going to get. It's like Russian roulette. You know, like when you conceive, you might get a reflection of yourself or your past life, whoever. And so when you are clear, then you can actually choose a beloved, you know, child.
Wow, that's interesting. So, yes, unfortunately, a lot of people don't believe in cleansing themselves physically or eating healthy during pregnancy, although that is more and more becoming, I trust, commonplace. Yes. But this takes it to a whole other level.
I love working with women in particular and young girls as a result of that, because we're duplicating ourselves. And the children are cooking in an oven. If it's full of salt and pepper and all kinds of anger and you're all clenched up and eating all kind of crazy stuff, the kid's going to come out with that seasoning. And we did too. Yeah. Wow. And the way you greet the child has a lot to do with your self-esteem for the rest of your life. So I'm training women all the time how to be pregnant, to conceive after cleaning the man and her. And if the man's not open, then I just do an absent healing and ask his higher self to come in. You know, I do a lot of absent healing, a lot of work over the phone as well, and in other countries.
Wow.
And if I show you the pictures, you would be amazed at those children. Including,
happy children.
Oh, my goodness. What about marriages.
What about young adults? It's not too late for them, obviously.
No, it's not too late. It's not too late, like it wasn't too late for us.
Yes, there you go. Or any of us,
but,
right.
But the planets and the way the eclipses and the retrogrades and the moon wobbles and the full moons, all those things haven't been around in hundreds of years, and there are shaman now. The last full moon recently was called a wolf moon in Cancer. Okay, what does a wolf have anything to do with the full moon? It's howling at the moon, and so are a lot of humans. So if you looked at the news, there was a lot of stuff going on, you know. So, again, it's very important to stay prayed up and stay grounded into your body and to make sure, again, that you are balanced. Like, people were so ungrounded, they were wobbling. They weren't even, you know, grounded to the earth. So I'm constantly teaching people how to do that, too.
And some people were driving like that.
Oh, thank you.
And going to work like
that. Yes.
And at the supermarket. Mm-hmm.
And you need them to call you back and they're at the bank or whatever and they can't even remember you.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're so spacey. So there's a lot of work to be done. I used to be on the radio on Stevie Wonder station, and he had me on there early in rush hour traffic. And so I would just tell them, you know.
Grounding people.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I'm going, why do you have me so early in the morning? And then I figured it out. Yeah. He had me reading a lot of celebrities, and it was a lot of fun. You know, it was like 5-minute reading, so I learned how to read fast. So he is a very interesting person as well, you know, to read a person who can't see. It's really interesting.
Oh, well, there's a lot of interesting there, especially with Stevie Wonder.
Yes. He would go in the shower and come out with the song in 2 seconds. Yeah. Wow. Talk about a channel. You know, we're all channels. We're all gifted. But when you can't see, then the other gifts get stronger.
Interesting.
Yes, but at the same time, he needed the guidance so he could have the self-esteem that he needed. Mm. You know, I met him when he was just a kid, you know.
Wow.
You're not crippled. We would take him to the movies and everything, and on the bus, and we would take him, and we braided his hair up, and we dressed him up, and, you know, we changed his whole idea about who he was.
Wow.
Yes.
Well, he's certainly been a gift musically, especially to the world.
I'm a musician as well, and I just do healing music, and I do the subliminal chants and prayers underneath the music, and people can just listen to it, and they don't have to do anything but listen to the pretty music, and then they can get the prayer subliminally.
Where is that? That's
on my website, too.
It is? Okay. All right. And that's it.
And that will all be coming shortly, a new
along with
CD
the book
is coming
and
up.
The cartoon and the movie.
I'm already in the studio making
that.
The music.
You're
now.
Busy. People just need to stay tuned in to the Beverly Hills Shaman if this is resonating with you. Mm-hmm. And you can go to joyadelaney.net, J-O-Y-A, like Joya, Delaney, D-E-L-A-N-E-Y.net. And, of course, Shaman Joya, also J-O-Y-A, on Facebook. Wow, so I'm feeling like you're saying 2017 and the year of the what rooster? Red rooster?
Fire rooster.
Right. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And that color you have on, the corals, very good.
I'll just keep this on the rest of the year.
Yes.
There you go.
The burn oranges and the corals and the stones of those colors. You know, I got mine on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, no coincidence to be sure. Look at you. That's right.
Yes.
No coincidence to be sure. And no coincidence that you're here with us today. A pleasure. And there was a catalyst, and that was Tess Cacciatore with Gwen Network. So thank you, Tess Cacciatore, for being with us today and for sharing Joya Delaney with us.
Thank you, Tess.
She is a goddess.
Thank you, Tess.
She is a goddess.
Well, this has been a pleasure, and thank you so much.
Thank you.
And when we come back, we have Athena Andriotis live here in the studio with us, right here on the Life Changes Show.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening. Someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
The Life Changes Show is a premier radio show presented by the Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor, and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people, celebrities, corporate giants, and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart, integrity, and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your lives through the Life Changes Show, lifechangesnetwork.com, and through guest appearances on other inspiring shows and events. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching, a private consultation with one of us, corporate or live event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, please email us at info@lifechangesnetwork.com.
We are back. I'm Filippo, sitting here with Mark, and of course, our guest, Joya Delaney. And join us into the... Cha-cha-pa-cha.
Ah. Take two.
Just joining us in the studio is, it's good that I feel comfortable with that. Whatever that was, I feel comfortable. And it's because I'm having so much fun. And we've got goddess energy in the room with we've got Dorothy and we've got Tess and we've got, of course, Joya. And now Athena Andriotis is joining us all the way from Greece, but live in the studio. How long have you been in America?
Well, I've lived in LA for 2 years.
2 years?
That's still new. It's very new. I know.
Welcome.
Thank you. Before that, I was in London.
In London. Oh, that explains a little bit of the accent.
Yeah.
Okay. And could you switch it on to like full-on Greek if you wanted to?
No, because I was born in London and I grew up bilingual. But okay. I then moved to Greece and then back to London. So I've kind of spent half my life in Greece and half my life in the UK.
Well, we're happy that you're here and you're releasing your very first America, U.S. big to-do debut
yes.
CD.
Yeah, I'm really excited. It's a great time. Partly, I was so drawn to this place. You know, I was actually meditating in Joshua Tree when I decided to change my life and move here. And I had this calling to come to California and release this record called Ready for the Sun.
Ready for the Sun. And it's we're talking about new year, new energy, and we are ready for the sun. Well, you have a couple distinctions. Of course, that's very different for a lot of us here in America, that you are a Greek songstress. And you also are, if not the last, one of the last Leonard Cohen collaborators.
That was an incredible blessing. I mean, what an honor.
I'll bet.
About 10 years ago, I heard that he had heard my music, some of the very first songs that I wrote. Mm-hmm. He loved Greece. He had a house on one of the Greek islands. Mm. But I heard from someone else that he really liked my music and my voice, but I didn't know if it was true. And then his son, who produced the new record, the last record, heard that I was living in L.A. and invited me to the studio to try out these vocals on this song, Traveling Light, which is actually quite Greek as well because there's mandolins and bouzoukis in the chorus as well.
Oh, wow.
And that was it. I guess they liked it because it's on there.
Well, very exciting. Well, you know, it's interesting because today I was listening to your CD. I have the pleasure of holding it in my hand, and it comes out February 3rd, and it's coming out everywhere. But, of course, you can go straight to athenamusic.com. Athena is A-T-H-E-N-A.
That's correct.
Music. Yeah. .com. It's called Ready for the Sun, and I am ready to hear it, but I've already heard it, and one song I heard over and over again, I think 3 or 4 times, and it's interestingly enough, I come in the studio, and that's the one you're playing.
Yeah, great.
And what's it called?
It's called You Bring Me Luck.
I love that. Maybe I just needed to feel that today. I was feeling you. Here is, live at Studio NoHo, Athena Andriotis singing You Bring Me Luck from her brand new CD debuting tonight, Ready for the Sun, on the Life Changes Show.
I'll never forget the way that I felt when I met you first. Nothing was said, but something was there in your smile. I said hello, you said hello, then we talked for a while. This is so natural, this is so magical. You bring me luck. Oh, my life has changed so much. Just when I'd nearly given up, you brought me luck. You show me love. You bring me luck. I looked at your face and I had a feeling we'd met before. But neither of us could think of a time or a place. A blink of an eye, we said goodbye and we walked out the door. This is so natural. And this is so magical. You bring me luck. Oh, my life has changed so much. Just when I'd nearly given up, you brought me luck. It's you bring me luck. Oh, I've wanted this so much. When superstition tripped me up, you brought me luck. Some say you make your luck, and some say you just get struck. But holding your hand helps me understand. And I'll hold your hand as long as I can. You bring me luck. Oh, my life has changed so much. Just when I'd nearly given up, you brought me luck. It's you bring me luck. Oh, I've wanted this so much. And when superstition tripped me up, you brought me luck. You show me love. You bring me luck.
Nice. Wow. Oh, thank you so much. Athena Andriotis. Of course, you could learn more about her at athenamusic.com. And her CD is, of course, going to be available at athenamusic.com. You can find her on Facebook, but it's also going to be available...
Yes, at my show, iTunes. Yeah. I'm actually doing an LA show for those of you here.
In a couple days, right?
Oh my God, it's 8 days now, right?
Yeah.
A week Tuesday, so the 31st of January.
Mm-hmm.
And even though the album's coming out on the 3rd, we want to make it available for those special few that come to the album launch. It's going to be a very intimate show. I'm actually playing with Michael, who actually engineered and played and mixed the Leonard Cohen record, so...
Nice. Well, actually, big kudos to you. This is Athena Unplugged. And thank you so much for, she's here accompanying herself and singing and talking and shining so beautifully as you are. I'm not the only one that says that, as a matter of fact. She has been described by the British press as a rare diamond, a voice blessed, a singer destined for great things, a voice of great emotional resonance. I could go on, by the way. Brave and original, The Guardian, nobody stop me. A talented rising star, Billboard magazine. No, seriously, this is obviously what we're sensing here in the studio. Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
What a pleasure. And so I have to say this just because this is how my life works, but I listened to that song about three times or four, whatever it was, and then I had to jump in the shower to get ready for the show. And when I came out, the next song that was playing is I Don't Know How to Say Goodbye.
No way.
Yes. So I had to sit, and I sat on my bed, and I just listened to that song, and I was just quiet and listen to it. And then I heard the rest of the CD when I was getting dressed. But that song just made me sit and listen to it. And then you tell me you're going to sing it live here in the studio.
It's crazy.
Crazy good.
I have another crazy one for you.
Okay.
So the song you like so much, there's a little dog. And did you see the video?
Yes, I saw the video. And we posted it on the Life Changes Show page for you. That is so funny. Tell me about that dog.
It's just really funny because I didn't realize you wrote that book about a dog.
The little dog that changed
your life.
Yes.
And the video is all about a little dog.
Yes.
And what you were talking about, like physical appearance and what the outside and what this dog is supposedly the ugliest dog in America.
It's a bit funny looking, yeah.
But you know what? It's the sweetest dog ever, and it did change my life. So I just wanted to make that point as well. Aww. It brought me luck, and it just brought sunshine into my life.
Okay, so since you're sitting right here, at the end of the video, it seems like she meets a guy.
Yeah.
But she takes the dog that the guy found and then walks away, and the guy's like, bye. Like, what's about that?
I don't know. I have to ask the director. No, I'm kidding. I guess she's so excited to be with this dog. She's like, you know what? I don't even care.
I felt like, okay, there's got to be video number two where she runs back and says, oh, and there's, you know.
Oh, my God, what am I doing? I need to go back to this man.
Because you could have the man and the dog, too.
I know. We can have it all, can't we?
And in 2017, we could have the money, too, and everything else. So much success to you. I'm looking forward to listening to this live. Here is Athena Andriadis singing live at Studio NoHo on the Life Changes Show. I Don't Know How to Say Goodbye from her new CD, Ready for the Sun.
Today I'm leaving. I put pen to paper to write goodbye. But it's never good with letters. There are no words left to say. I don't know how to say goodbye to your eyes, to the birthmark that you hide. I don't know how to say goodbye. You were my first love, and a part of me will die. I don't know how to say goodbye. Today you could be meeting a woman with so much more to give. And although it kills me to leave you again, if I stay, I know I'll be in your way. I don't know how to say goodbye to your eyes, to that birthmark that you say goodbye. You were my and a part of me will die. I don't know how to say goodbye. And as I stare at this blank page, it's clear that we've turned into strangers. This pen can no longer sway. I don't know how to say goodbye to your eyes and to that birthmark that you hide. I don't know how to say goodbye. You were my first love, and a part of me will die. I don't know how to say goodbye. I don't know how to say goodbye.
Oh, wow. Oh, man, that Greek passion just comes out. I think you found a way, actually, to say goodbye. But that's a good one. Send him the song.
You know, sometimes we know we have to leave something. It's not good for us anymore. Mm. But yet, it's so difficult, you know. So.
Indeed. Athena Andriotis, wow, what a pleasure. I don't know how to say goodbye to this show. I have to say, it's been such a pleasure. AthenaMusic.com. Where do they find you on Facebook or Instagram? Is it also?
Yes, Facebook Athena Music, uh-huh. Instagram Athena Music as well.
Okay.
And everywhere.
And you're going to be on the 31st singing at?
The Hotel Cafe.
Nice.
It's going to be a beautiful night of amazing artists. I actually had the pleasure of picking the artists, some wonderful new friends I've made here in LA.
Nice.
And so if everyone wants to come for the whole night, great. If not, I'm on at 8:45 sharp. So I'd love to see you all there. This beautiful night.
Wonderful. Exciting. Well, thank you so much for being here. What
thank
a pleasure.
You.
And much success to your CD, Ready for the Sun, indeed. And I love that picture that's on there with the sun behind you and your hair. And I don't know how to say goodbye to this show. I'm just enjoying it so much. But what we can say is hello. We've all met each other, and we've got a beautiful life ahead of us. So here we are. So Athena Andriotis, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Joya Delaney.
Thank
what
you.
A pleasure. And we've kicked off not only the new year, but the new Chinese New Year, and we've got a second chance for a great year. Well, with that, I want to give a big thank you to Brent Hahn here at Studio NoHo for making us all sound so great.
Thank you, Brent.
A special thank you to Tess Cacciatore here for introducing us to Joya Delaney. And thank you to Doug Newsom at BBS Radio for being such a great program manager. On behalf of our executive producer, Dorothy Donahue, and our producer, Mark LeJour, I am Filippo Voltaggio saying, well, not goodbye, but arrivederci, but reminding you that as life changes, we're here for you. Ciao, everyone.
You have been listening to the Life Changes Show on the BBS Radio Network. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Time and visit us online at lifechangesnetwork.com, on Facebook at the Life Changes Show, and on Twitter at Life Changes Show. Join us again next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, life changes. The Life Changes Network is an entertainment network. The views and opinions expressed are those of the guests and participants and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Life Changes.